Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are watching the 2018 PyeongChang Olympics here on AfterBuzz TV. Oh, wait, yeah, no, that's not it. We got Netflix news coming up next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Do we have... The Olympics, the 2018 PyeongChang Olympics.
I don't know, but you pronounce it so well. I just want to hear you say
right.
PyeongChang.
No, see, PyeongChang. No, it's like Rick Hong. It's like Rick Hong, PyeongChang.
PyeongChang.
Yeah, just like Rick Hong.
Oh.
And with that, guys, welcome to Netflix News. You can find me on all social media at Rick Hong, R-A-C-K-H-O-N-G. And I've got next to me Ashley Chaney back from banishment. Last week we were not here because she did not know the proper thumbnail for Stranger Things. And although I promised that she would be coming back to the show, I decided to just give her a 1 week suspension. So where can everybody find you?
It's false. It's false on all occasions. Guys, find me, help me, back me up on social media. Find me at Ashley on camera and back me up there, okay? Because Rick's wrong. So find me there. Ashley on camera. Thanks. Steve, where you at?
I'm here now. And you can also find me on Twitter at Steve Kaufman. That is K-A-U-F-M-A-N-N. Go Eagles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was
we got Amy Cassandra Martinez.
Hi, that's me. I am she. I'm here. Yeah, you guys can find me on all social media at Amy Cassandra MTZ. I just got back from the WGAs, the Writers Guild Awards. So that's the situation. I did not shave my hair. It's a side bun.
Let them draw their own conclusion.
Right? Did I shave my hair? I don't know.
Hey, guys. So, yeah, we were gone last week for many reasons. Not because of Ashley, but because it was Super Bowl, and I knew that Steve was going to be partying like a madman. I didn't want him coming in here and ruin the show, so I just said, let's just take a week off.
Well, especially since I was in Florida.
For the Super Bowl?
I was in Florida for the Super Bowl, and then I was at the MVP parade in Disney World the following morning.
I thought you were joking
literally went to Disney World.
Why Florida? Nothing happened in Florida.
It's where my parents moved. And Nick Foles, the Super Bowl MVP, was at the 3 p.m. parade. They have a float for the 2:40 p.m. parade.
I don't know what the heck you're talking about.
The person who becomes the best player in the Super Bowl says, I'm going to Disney World, and then the next morning they go to Disney World, and then they're in a parade. So you can just pay admission. You can just pay admission to the park that day and just watch a parade that features the Super Bowl MVP. It was a really surreal experience.
All right.
Well, for you guys that aren't Eagles fans, you're like, why am I watching this? We're talking about Netflix news. We're talking about Netflix. And one of the big, I don't know if I should start with Cloverfield or if I should start with Altered Carbon.
Start with Altered Carbon. It's everywhere, man.
Yeah, because Cloverfield is a little bit lackluster, which I'll get into in a second. So Altered Carbon. It is starring Joel Kinnaman, and our very own Amy Cassandra Martinez went to the red carpet. She got to talk to some of the stars. What'd they say?
I mean, I asked them the very interesting questions that we'd all like to know. Should you binge it, or should you take your time?
And they said, survey says,
a mix of both.
I kind of do agree with that because my experience was the first half of it was very slow. You kind of need to power through it because they're trying to create this new world. And some of the storyline that they start with, to me, isn't quite original because it starts off a little bit of a mystery.
So let's break it down for anybody that might not know what Altered Carbon is. Rick Hong, can you give us a synopsis of what
no,
the show is?
Steve, do you watch it?
I couldn't. I made it about midway through the first episode, and it just, there was such...
What's it about? For anybody that doesn't know.
Amy?
It's, okay.
It's a dense show.
Okay. It's a sci-fi futuristic universe show.
Yeah,
sci-fi, futuristic, I'm following.
So you need to know that sleeves are like your body.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that right. And so people that have more money can get sleeves where you would be the same age as like when you died or younger. If you don't have that much money, then you can get an older sleeve, which is like not a good deal because that means you lose time.
Okay.
So
like in the future, basically, or at least in this world, our conscious is kind of like in this like blue crystal that's in like the base of your skull. And the only way the only way that you really die is if that thing shatters. So currently right now I may be me. And 300 years from now, if that thing is unshattered and if like I've created enough money or whatever in this lifetime, then I may come out as a black man later on, or I may come out as a woman, or I may come out as like a 3-year-old kid.
I think you'd make a beautiful woman.
So
yeah,
cool. Okay, so sci-fi. Good
so
deal.
It's Matrix. It's Matrix meets Dark City. meets, oh god, what is the action part?
Was it called Repo Man? Or like, what was the, there was a movie about this where it's similar, but it was with organs. Where that they would lease you an organ, if you needed an organ, a company would like lease you an organ for an obscene amount of money, and then people would come and get it.
There was, you know, there's actually
a movie like this.
Actually, Chaney probably saw this movie because Ryan Reynolds was in it.
Look at
and it was
face.
Ryan Reynolds and Ben Kingsley.
Yes.
Were in a very similar movie. I don't know the name of the title right now. You might be able to find it for me, Steve.
Blade Runner?
Yeah. No. Yeah, right. That's what this movie is. It's a mix between Blade Runner and The Matrix.
Okay, well. Two films that I would only watch for Ryan Reynolds. Or Ryan Gosling. Gosling is in Blade Runner, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. One of the Ryans. If a Ryan's in it, there's a chance I'll watch it.
Ryan Phillippe?
But not for Chris.
Ryan Phillippe?
Yeah, I'm down. Hey, Ryan.
Do you know the difference between Ryan Gosling and Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's something that I'm going to do. Steve, the engineer, can you pop up a picture for me really quick?
So, yes, sir.
All right, so I'm going to have a little fun with this. I'm going to go on a little bit of a rant. I don't normally do this, but there is a popular, or not popular, but there's an entertainment website publication, very long and distinguished in this industry. There was a writer that did a thing about Altered Carbon, and although I would love to say what the publication is and who the writer is, and I would love to troll them, I decided I'm going to be nice because on occasion we do make mistakes, and I think that's exactly what it was. However, I'm going to make my point right now. Do we have one of the guys?
Yes, we do.
Here comes the guys.
Oh, okay. The first one in your email. We will pull it up. We will all pull it up.
All right. I'm just waiting to see the guy's picture so I can properly do this for you. All right. So this is Rick Yoon. He is a Korean-American actor that was in the very, very first The Fast and the Furious.
I know exactly who he is. He comes out with the machine guns and they ride motorcycles.
He plays a Vietnamese bad guy in that movie. So this guy in this article said that in Altered Carbon that the actor that's in it, Will Yun Lee, who I don't know if we got him up next or do we have...
We're waiting on it. Mm-hmm. Survey says.
I'm just pulling up your email so we can just.
All right. So now we've got Will Yun Lee. So he is. No, that's Sung Kang.
Okay. Not in the order of your email. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got Will Yun Lee that you guys can see. I can't see him, but like Will Yun Lee, he is actually in this in Altered Carbon. He plays one of the first, the original character, I guess, that Joel Kinnaman eventually turns into. And the guy in the article said that Will Yun Lee was in the Fast and Furious franchise, which is incorrect. Although he's still on the right lineage. He's still on the right lineage because Will Yun Lee is also a Korean American actor. However, this is the actual guy that is now in the Fast and Furious franchise who died a couple chapters ago of that series, Song Kang. So that's my little rant to say that we don't all look alike, but those guys are all Korean Americans. So he's kind of like on the right track, but he was kind of off. And so I just wanted to let you guys know that is a difference. I mean, we are all, take a good look. I know you can zoom this camera in on me, but I'm Korean American too. I mean, we're all good looking guys. So I understand, but it is what it is.
I thought we were going to go on a which Ryan is it anyway game. I wasn't prepared.
Well, next week. I will set that up next week.
Why? Because Ashley's so white. That's why.
I'm super white. I'm super white. But was there a correction issued for this?
No, not that I had seen.
Well, issue it, Rick Hong, right now.
No.
Scoop him.
No, I did. I actually put it in the comments and I said, hey, I was like, can you guys go on IMDb? I was just like, you guys have like...
You're racist a-holes?
No. But you know what? It's we all make mistakes. Like, I this is funniest because I think a couple... Maybe like a month or two ago, I was... Oh, cool. Like a couple months ago, I think I remember saying that Gloria Calderon Colette, who does One Day at a Time, which is getting a lot of acclaim right now, actually, I thought she was the only like Latina showrunner, but there's also Natalie Scheidez, who's also up there too. So I was wrong. So I mean, so on occasion, people do get things wrong. I decided to just kind of throw this out there for a little fun. But Altered Carbon, I had trouble getting through the half of it. I ended up finishing it. There is going to be season two, and this is where the news part comes in, is Joel Kinnaman decided to reunite with, I want to say her name is Marielle Enos, who he was in The Killing with. And they're going to do a show on Amazon. Therefore, Joel Kinnaman will not be back currently for season two. However, the way that this world is set up, he doesn't necessarily need to be. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting to see who might be the actual lead character of the original guy in season two.
See, and then they would have to act like him in their body. They're asleep,
or
correct?
I mean, or they could get Will Yun Lee back because, like, they actually kind of remember, or like, they there's a way to regenerate some of your body too. It's really confusing. That's why when you're asking me, like, can you explain the movie? It's very the rules that they break and then they make and. Okay.
But so that's quickly. That's pretty quick green light because didn't it just drop Altered Carbon? So that's a really quick green light for a season two pickup.
Well, I don't necessarily, because it's based on a series of books, and so I think that it's must have been popular enough so far. But yeah, I don't think I've actually read or know that there's an actual season two pickup. But they're saying that hinders an actual announcement of season two.
Okay, copy that.
But it looked like it was going to lead into a season two. So,
well, good to know. Good to know. Certainly, billboards all over LA.
I'm going to get into it. I just, that first, like, you're saying the first five are really dense? Like, how many episodes dense is this universe?
It starts getting better around episode five, episode six.
Halfway
through. Okay.
Yeah, literally halfway through.
That's a lot. I'm not going to lie. That's a lot to ask of your audience.
Like, if it was 13 episodes, I'd say forget it. I'd say just don't even try to power through it. You're not going to, because you wouldn't make it.
Wow. Harsh ratings.
See, I think it also has to do with the characters, though, because getting to talk to some of the actors, they were so passionate. So I think I'll give it a try.
No, it's great, though, because, I mean, this movie has, a black female lead, a Latina female lead, Asian female. As I'm naming all the Asian guys, like an Asian guy lead. There's even even an Asian female lead. So it's a very diverse cast. So it's worth watching. I'm just letting you guys know it's slow. So if you kind of go back, so if you want to, like how you said, like the binge and then, go to the next chapter, I kind of agree.
It's up to you because, like I said, a lot of people are like, well, it's an hour. I mean, 10 episodes each, about an hour long. That'd be a 10-hour long movie. So that's a little intense. But I don't put it past people. I mean, we do it all the time.
So we opened up the episode with the Super Bowl. And something that was really crazy about the Super Bowl is all the commercials that they threw up there. And what people did not know, what we did not know, is they dropped the third movie in the Cloverfield chapter, which is Cloverfield Paradox. Mm-hmm. And they decided to say, hey, if you want to catch it and you want to watch This Is Us and cry like this one or that one, then Amy and Steve here. But yeah, if you don't want to cry, then you could just pop it on and watch right after the Super Bowl, which I think I watched it like the next day. And I would say you can pass.
I haven't seen any single Cloverfield ever, so I'm gracefully tapping out.
What?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
No, it's okay.
Well, I think the original Cloverfield... Yeah. The original Cloverfield is good, but I think it wasn't... People told it was great, and they kept thinking, like, oh, this is so good, and we created such massive universe that we can take a movie like 10 Cloverfield Lane, which is just seven people in a locked house.
Is that John Goodman?
Yeah.
Seen that? Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, what I liked about 10 Cloverfield Lane was they took what could have been a massive universe of giant Cloverfield monsters and said, no, we're going to follow seven people in a house while one giant Cloverfield monster is messing up New York City. And then just have them deal with each other. And I really like that. And the character development was there. From what I'm reading on Cloverfield Paradox, which I have not seen it. I've seen a lot of stuff. I just haven't seen that yet. And honestly, the reviews are not coming in great. That makes me want to see it. What I'm hearing is that that's where they've faltered in their character development. These characters, you don't care if they die.
And it's interesting because they developed this thing to be a Paramount Pictures release where J.J. Abrams' Bad Robot has his deal. And I think they decided to just dump it on Netflix instead to say, let's just kind of release it this way. Mm-hmm. Kind of a mysterious hype like they always kind of do with the Cloverfield series. But the story for this one was so... I mean, they take it into space, basically.
Yeah.
And there's only so many stories you can tell in space. And I watched it. For me, it was very much, I know this story. Mm-hmm. I know most of the story. This is kind of following along the same lines of this story, which kind of already didn't make it interesting for me. And then at the end, too, there's still, the payoff still didn't, because like two-thirds of the movie were not good, the last part, and like the payoff wasn't good for me.
Well, and it sounds like a tired trope. And like a tired trope is okay if you really hone in on your characters. Like Aaron Sorkin uses really tired tropes all the time. You just don't notice because his characters are so well written and developed.
Yes.
Aaron Sorkin was the first thing that came to my mind.
I watched Molly's Game. I loved it. As soon as I turned, that was my thing. I was like, I turned on Molly's Game. Mm-hmm. When I turned on Molly's Game, I didn't want to stop watching it.
Yeah.
I wanted to watch it. Cloverfield, it took me like a half day of starting and stopping and having it on the background, rewinding, making sure that maybe I didn't miss something really cool. And that's why I was a little bored with it. And like I said, I started like some like mid-morning. I didn't finish until like late afternoon. Mm. Molly's Game, yeah, absolutely. Just zoom. And that's like a 2-hour and 20-minute movie.
Yeah, well, I'm in the chat, and Zias.
Yeah, Zias. What up, man? Always love seeing Zias.
Says, Cloverfield Paradox had all the great actors in place, just didn't do anything for the audience to care about the characters. I agree. I mean, I had it on. I think I watched it after the Super Bowl. So I was like, yeah, it's new. How cool. It's one of those movies that you can kind of just have on in the background and look at whatever. Yes. Whatever, it gets a little too trippy, and you're like, what? That's crazy! And then just continue doing your thing. But, I mean, I would say definitely if you've never seen the Cloverfield movies, start with the first one. I think I even skipped, I don't know how many there are.
There's still only three.
Okay, so I skipped the second one.
The John Goodman one.
But I've heard it's amazing. But definitely the first one was...
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, I think it's worth it.
Yeah? I mean, well, I'll tell you what, if you guys need a little bit of a taste, and what you can do basically is... Daniel Brühl is kind of like one of the leads in the thing, and you can just go to our red carpets and see maybe Cassandra Martinez interview him.
Yeah.
And maybe that'll entice you to want to see him in Cloverfield Paradox. If not, then maybe it's entice you just to keep watching us with Amy Cassandra here.
Thank you. You're so sweet.
Also, this was
very clearly a Netflix dump, because if Netflix was able to plan this, there's no way they would have done the third of a series without having the other two on the platform. Because only if you type in Cloverfield, which I am right now, only the Cloverfield Paradox is on Netflix. Not 10 Cloverfield Lane or Cloverfield, which is very much unlike them. Like, there are a lot of Will Smith movies on Netflix this quarter.
To
really hone you in on Bright.
Yeah, like, if you like Bright, then you can watch Will Smith in this. Or if you like Will Smith in this, then you can watch Bright. And just like, if you like Ryan Reynolds and Definitely Maybe, then you can watch Ryan Reynolds in...
Every other thing he's been in.
Although on Netflix...
The Proposal!
On Netflix, it's only Woman in Gold and Definitely Maybe. Ryan Reynolds is really underrepresented on Netflix.
That definitely needs to change.
You're not wrong.
I support this movement. Support it.
Actually, compared to Ryan Gosling, do we think Ryan Gosling has more titles on Netflix than Ryan Reynolds? He does, but only by one.
What is it? What's Gosling on there?
Ryan Gosling has The Place Beyond the Pines, All Good Things, and Half Nelson. Those are Ryan Gosling's three titles on Netflix.
Ooh, not a good showing of Gosling.
Not his best. not the best Gosling.
But that is how he met his wife and baby mama on Place Beyond the Pines.
That's beautiful.
That's true. Yeah, that is true. That's not I didn't really like that movie, but that's true. They didn't.
I'm happy it changed his life, but you know.
Good for him.
Well, it's like Green Lantern. I mean, it's a crap movie, but that's where Ryan Reynolds met Blake Lively.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Now we're on to the other Ryan. What other Ryan can we talk about?
Ryan Phillippe, but you keep brushing.
It's Phillippe. Yeah, Cruel Intentions.
No, it's Phillippe.
It's Phillippe. I'm kidding.
Yeah, we're going to go to Philippe's for a French dip here in a little bit.
Ryan Phillippe also... Oh, he has a lot.
He's an all...
He has a lot on Netflix.
Wait, Ryan Phillippe and more fan favorites.
Oh, okay, never mind. He has three. He has Setup, Shooter, and Studio 54.
Shooter's good.
Shooter's good.
Yeah. But I actually like Mark Wahlberg in those movies.
Yes.
Ooh! Zias Belew says Ryan Coogler.
Ooh.
Wait, which one's Ryan Coogler?
What?
Oh, God.
You know Ryan Coogler.
I'm off the panel. Who's Ryan Coogler?
He's a director of Creed.
And Fruitvale Station.
And the upcoming Creed 2.
Yes.
All right.
Fruitvale Station with Michael B. Jordan, who's in Creed. Also Black Panther, which will eventually be on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Okay. Yes, that is. Fruitvale Station is on Netflix.
Currently. I blame Amy Cassandra Martinez for not correcting me on Ryan Coogler, because she covers Marvel TV Newsweek.
Marvel Movie News.
It's just Marvel TV.
Marvel TV Weekly.
Oh, that's why you didn't know, because you only cover the TV
But
portion.
I didn't know. I know.
Whatever, you didn't
because
correct
Black
me.
Panther, I'm so excited.
Oh,
guys.
I cannot wait.
I am going to see it this week. I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, so in terms of, let's talk about a little gem that I found yesterday that dropped, I believe, on Friday. And we've got the trailer that's going to play here for... I'll play the trailer and then we can talk about the movie. Is a little movie called When We First Met starring Adam Devine and Alexandra Daddario. And the thumbnail is Alexandra, the beautiful Alexandra Daddario.
Oh, I love her.
Who's right here. I mean, look at those beautiful blue eyes.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful blue eyes.
I mean, this is where you want to meet people, right? As a Halloween party.
Her hair.
She's from Baywatch is when I first got
Well, the movie Baywatch.
Yeah, the movie Baywatch.
Yeah. The recent
Adam
Baywatch.
Is from the show Workaholics, which I was featured in.
Mike and Dave Need Dates.
Pitch Perfect.
Modern Family, I would say he was crucial to the more recent seasons of Modern Family.
Yeah, but he was Workaholics prior.
Yeah, so this is all about trying to capitalize on an encounter and then...
No!
Oh, no, instead...
With Avery.
I could go back. So here's a little bit of like Big meets Back to the Future.
As someone who watched it today, I would say it's Big meets Groundhog's Day.
Okay. I like that.
What year it is? It's 2014.
Aw, crap. This is my kind
of movie.
So now
it's about him going back to that chance encounter.
Yeah.
Ew. I don't like his hair. Now I have someone
to meet. And see, what's now it's different. Now he's like in a tuxedo and.
Vodka and exactly three maraschino that's cherries. A sweet idea. That's my favorite drink too. What?
This is the psycho. It's Groundhog's Day. Yeah, it's Groundhog's Day meets
Big. Magical wish.
Wear like trench coats. So does he get? Does he relive the day every day
for a couple days?
I mean, interesting casting. Like, they're sweet.
Yeah. See, there you go. This is gonna
be. Oh, so he has to make it to the photo booth every time.
Yeah. Just follow what I do. Ready? And this is King Batch, who's a big social media guy.
Great.
And he's great in this. Usually, I'm not a big fan of influencers in movies or TV shows.
No,
but he is amazing.
I didn't know he was an influencer, but he did great.
Yeah.
I think he actually outshined.
He actually was in The Sitter, which is another good movie. And he had a great role in The Sitter. The horror movie. The horror comedy
trailer,
movie,
guys.
The Sitter.
This
Steve, you can cut it. I don't want to give too much away. Yeah. But...
Ew, his hair. What is that?
Yeah. Because you didn't see it yet?
No.
I haven't seen it yet. Did he go back to 1997?
No. 2014.
Well, actually, so
that's that hair.
Yeah, exactly.
See, I love it, though, because I saw it on, on my homepage of Netflix, like, a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I need to add it to my list. I didn't even know.
I just saw Alexandra Daddario's blue eyes. And I said, what is this? And then it said Adam Devine. And I was like, oh, as I hit play, I literally hit play to say, okay, let's see how bad this might be. But it was better than Cloverfield Paradox, better than Altered Carbon. I'm not the rom-com guy. Ashley Chaney's a rom-com guy. So what did you think? Where did it rate? Where did it rate for you in terms of rom-coms?
You know? I was really, really slow to start. I had it on, this afternoon as I was getting ready for Netflix news. This takes work, guys. And it didn't get me. And I really like Adam because, as I said, I think he's really, really funny. And for some reason, I didn't think he was as funny without his ensemble of comedians. So it was interesting for me because I think he's a really funny dude, but it for some reason he wasn't pulling it in this film for me. And maybe it means maybe it means he's not like the best leading man type. I don't know, maybe. Or I think he's just funnier as part like as a group of comedians, an ensemble cast. But it was fine.
This is a film. This would be one of the first films that he was the leading man, right?
Yeah,
he's a producer on it too.
Good for him.
Because I think that he was like holding back on some of his comedy. He's normally really funny, and they definitely like pulled back on some of his.
Well, because they probably don't want if he's doing that shtick is synonymous with supporting, and if he's the leading man, he shouldn't be.
Yeah, it didn't work for me that great.
Loved it. I thought it was super clever.
You watched the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, I told you that. Yeah, I mean...
I dipped out.
You dipped out of this one?
No,
She's a hater. She didn't finish. No, she doesn't even know who he ends up with.
I didn't need to. I dipped out after probably an hour. And then I gave it an hour. And then I was like, this is dumb.
Is it like 90 minutes? Like
Something like that. Close to.
Close. A little more than. Yeah.
Yeah, we have like a little bit of an extended trailer. This is like 3 minutes but we showed you. But
it just... I wasn't feeling it. But it's fine. Have fun. Go do your thing if you want to watch that. It didn't do it for me. Didn't do it at all. Not even.
Wow, man, I can't even find the genre that Ashley Chaney likes anymore. I know, like, I'm no rom com, no sci fi, no Stranger Things.
Sci-fi's never going to be my thing. Sci fi is never going to be my thing. With the exception of Stranger Things, I do enjoy. Well, and I did know that screenshot, that thumbnail, people. That wasn't the thumbnail.
It was actually for Dope, which we talked about after the broadcast. And that's true. It did follow the thumbnail for Dope.
Yeah, so. I do. But yeah, I mean, it was fun. It was cute. I think he's so much funnier. And maybe it is in some of his supporting roles. But yeah, what's his name? Basher, Casher, King Cash, King Tosh,
King Batch,
King Batch.
Mm-hmm. Andrew Batchelor is his real name, which he gets credited as Andrew Batchelor. But yeah, he started off as a Vine guy, those 6 second.
He's funny. He was good. And
he's amazing in it.
Yeah.
That if anything, if you kind of want to see a social influencer, then I would say try watching him. If you want to see a good person that doesn't keep getting things taken off their YouTube channel.
He was good. He was good. That's what I got. I did start another binge-worthy thing this weekend, which is old and outdated. But
No. Ooh. Anything that you're watching, I want to hear about.
Please tell me it was The Crown.
No, it's called Episodes.
Ooh, I love
Matt
Episodes.
Sure.
It's been out for a while. Totally. Yeah. But I it's fun, too, a lot of things that are shot in L.A. to kind of watch and go, oh, I know where that is. Oh, I know where that is. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know where that is. And this is ripe with that material because it's a TV show about the TV and film industry. So there's a lot of these little Easter eggs of, like, you know, I'm like, oh, they shot that at the yacht club that I, you know.
And the show is very much, it's Matt LeBlanc from Friends playing LeBlanc.
LeBlanc.
I ain't French, Matt LeBlanc from French, from Friends, playing a version of him. Kind of playing like a more jerk, arrogant actor version of himself, and he's trying to like develop a new series.
Yeah, and it's kind of paired with like a British it's these two Brits are the leads. It's kind of pairs like with a British comedy, which is great because I do love British TV. And thank you to whoever it was in the comment section, I think 2 weeks ago, that suggested I try watching Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders, yes.
Because that's also British. And
yes.
Thanks, but no thanks. I did try. So thank you for the suggestion. I'm going
to
pass.
Also, I got to interview the creators of Episodes. And their story of how this show came about was actually fascinating because they were obviously very active on Friends. Pretty sure they were the creators of Friends. I should know that. I interviewed them. But what they told me was we were tired of dealing with American studios. So we thought we could develop a show.
Like a BBC America or something?
We could develop a show for BBC, but shoot it in America and then never actually have to deal with our studio or
just
our
like
network.
Brought over.
And then eventually they made it far enough along on this thing that everyone fell in love with that they realized that it wouldn't work that way. And they actually shot half of that series in the Great Britain.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like most of the interior shots of that, they had to fly. And it becomes noticeable when there are actresses in the film that you're like, that American seems a little off. It's rare to see, but like there are I can point to 5 different episodes of Doctor Who where it's happened.
Okay.
And there are a couple actresses or actors in Episodes where I'm like, oh, you're British. You're putting it on.
They definitely shot some things in
LA. Oh, they went here too.
Yeah,
because it was half and half.
Wait, so where are you though? If you just started, how far along? Are you watching?
It was surprisingly this is the first delight I've had in a while where I could like I just kept hitting play like back to back to back. I think I'm at least 7 episodes in.
Okay. First season.
Yeah. Of the first season. Yeah. Which for me, I mean, I turned it on unexpected, thinking I was just like, I have what's called like dinner Netflix, which is like stuff I put on that I don't care about which I'm sure we all do, right?
Everybody when she's eating her Hunger Man Jack.
When I want to be an animal in my sweatpants and just be a disgusting. Oh, but so this, I expected this to be like a dinner Netflix, and it ended up being like, I need to go to bed, but I really want to see what happens next. And that hasn't happened in a while, so it was kind of a delight.
Yeah. So it went from being like Hunger Man Jack to like Orville Redenbacher.
I went through, and then
the small Pringles. Yeah, and some rosé.
It went from a meal show to a snack show.
It totally did.
That's the perfect upgrade.
Yes. So if you guys watch it, let me know what you think and if it's also binge worthy for you, because I really enjoyed it. It's the marriage of two pretty good episodic worlds. So let me know what you think.
I'll actually, while we're doing suggestions, I'll point out I just jumped onto The Crown.
Oh, okay, great.
And I am all about it. And I do not look like the person of the four of us. Yeah. I was also a huge fan of Downton Abbey.
Okay.
So, hey. Don't, Steve, don't even compare the greatness of Downton Abbey to The Crown.
Ooh. I think they're comparable, sir.
Comparable?
I think
one's fiction and one's semi-fiction.
They're both great.
Yeah.
They're both great, and I think to call The Crown semi-fiction is actually, I don't know, I'm really into The Crown. I'm probably about 4 or 5 episodes in, and there's a lot of work to be done. Like, I like that it's maybe 1950 where I am now, and it's the same queen that, it,
okay,
that exists
today. I'm
going to
prove a point to you right now. Steve, pop quiz. Do you know who Prince William is?
Who Prince William is?
Yes.
He repeated the question. Does that mean he doesn't know the answer?
No, Prince William is Elizabeth's son and the heir to the throne.
No, no, Prince William is the future
King of England.
King of England.
Yes,
Elizabeth. Charles's son.
So it's the grandson.
Oh, wait, but wouldn't Prince Charles be heir to the throne?
Well, he is after. Yeah, right. Okay, technically,
so,
right.
So yeah,
Charles.
Prince William. Oh, sorry. Then I got it wrong. Prince William is Prince Charles's son. Okay. I got it wrong. Sorry.
So okay. So you know, there's William. There's Harry.
Yes.
And you know that Harry's getting married to Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle, who's on Suits, a show I cover.
Right. Right. So okay. So if she gets married, what's her last name?
If Meghan Markle gets married,
what's her last name?
I like how you asked that question, then you like sat back in your seat. And you're like, yeah.
They haven't decided yet.
Okay, well, how about Harry and William? What's their last name?
It's a really long one.
I actually don't know their last name either now that we're talking about
it.
This guy doesn't watch The Crown. I'll tell you right now, it's Mountbatten Windsor. That is their last name. If you never knew what William and Harry's last name is, Mountbatten Windsor.
Well, because they're something. The lineage of Elizabeth. And if you,
he doesn't watch The Crown.
I do watch The Crown. I just watched the episode where the other, her husband wanted her, his...
Spoilers!
Anyway, I'm recommending The Crown. I also watched Walt before Disney. I can't fully recommend it, but it was not terrible. Like, it wasn't, like, it was a little basic. It was a little basic, but I watched it on a plane. I liked it.
Basic. Well, not terrible.
Amy Cassandra Martinez has a good one that dropped. That she was like, has been dying to talk about. So I'm giving her like the last 5 minutes of the show to discuss it.
What an honor. Okay, so Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
But it says Queer Eye.
Yeah, that was the original name. Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
And my question is that was back in the day.
Yeah.
So it's still Queer Eye, but is saying the word queer, is that politically correct or not politically correct? Other than its title for a show now.
I mean...
I don't say it. That's why I was trying to figure out, is that saying the title?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's just for a show, so
I don't think it represents anything. Like, what does queer mean? You know, I mean, what does that mean? I know what transgender means. I know what bisexual means. I know what gay means. I don't know what queer means.
That's true.
I feel like gay is biological and queer would be social, and I'm not quoting that, but I think that would be the difference.
We're going to bring someone in from the LGBTQ community and talk to them about it. But Amy, go ahead.
Okay, so yeah, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy was the one that was on Bravo.
It started on NBC as like a 6-episode reality thing, and then Bravo, which is their sister network, picked it up, and then they aired it as a series, and then they cut it off. Mm-hmm. And
so that was 2003 to all the way to 2007. So this new cast of guys, I was a little hesitant because with reboots, you just never know what's going to happen. And I was a little bit like, oh, I'm not sure. But I was pleasantly surprised. The five guys, I should say their names because they're pretty awesome. Bobby Burke, interior design. So he's the Tom, Felicia. Caramel Brown, culture, which I guess would be Jay Rodriguez. Tan France, fashion, which would be Carson Kressley. Anthony Perowski, food and wine, which would be Ted Allen. And then Jonathan Van Ness for grooming, which would be Kyan Douglas. Dang, I remember them.
Wow.
Good job.
I was a very dedicated fan. So they're great. Like, I think in the first 5-10 minutes of the show, you're going to be a little bit like, they're trying too hard. But when you just sit back and relax and realize that these guys are really just trying to do the same things that the older guys did. And yeah, okay, so the song sounds a little bit different, the theme song, but it's the same words. And I forgot that I knew them all. So it was just being like back at home. And
was it like listening to the Fuller House theme song where it's Carly Rae Jepsen?
I mean, this is better.
I'm confused. Gosh. Is it so the reboot is what's on Netflix now, or the original's what's on Netflix?
The reboot's what's on Netflix, they talked about how like the older guys were just talking about tolerance, and having five gay guys go to a straight man and be like, "Hey, we're gonna help you out," wasn't something that was so like super normal back then, and now it's like I think we're all just so more welcoming of all different kinds of people and. It's nice because they're doing the same exact thing, and it still made me watery eyed. Because
how many episodes did you see it all?
Not yet. No, I'm trying. I'm taking my time.
Take your time. Okay.
There's only 10.
There's only 10. So how many have you watched?
I've seen 3, and I started like 2 days ago. But yeah, the guys that they pick are just so deserving that you can tell. I mean, they really want to change. And what these guys do, Kyan, what he would do is he would give the hairdresser an idea of like, okay, I want to do this, and then it would happen. What I do like is that Jonathan Van Ness actually goes and does it himself. So he trims their beard, he gives them the haircut, and everything else is exactly like you remember. And they're sassy and they're fun, and it's just very nice. I suggest everyone watch it, and I've already learned a few things from them because they're amazing.
Nice, good to know.
So it's a slow burn for you, and not like how you eat your pizza and all in like all in like one.
Yeah, look at my pictures, guys. Cheat meal went hard for National Pizza Day.
Well, Amy Cassandra Martinez, where can everybody find you?
On all social media, at Amy Cassandra MTZ, and make sure you watch a lot of my Insta stories because yesterday and today, very fun.
And people get the pizza joke.
Yeah.
And I'm Steve Kaufman. You can find me on Twitter almost exclusively. That's at Steve Kaufman, KAUFMANN. Quick suggestion as well. George Clooney is on My Next Guest with David Letterman. And because of that, there seems to be a lot more Clooney titles on Netflix, including The Men Who Stare at Goats, Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12, Ocean's 13, and Batman and Robin. You should watch Batman and Robin. It's not as bad as you think.
Oh, I love all the Oceans and the Cloonies and the Batman and the Robins. I love it all. Guys, what do you love? What do you want to talk about? Find me online at Ashley on Camera. That's all over the internet, all the social. And let's talk there. I want to hear what you're watching.
And guys, just remember, I am not William Lee. I am not Sung King. I am not Rick Yoon. But I am Rick Hong. And you can find me on all social media at Rick Hong, R-I-C-K-H-O-N-G. We will see you guys next week. Same time, same place.
Woo!
Bye. Finger guns.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.